An Weihnachten geht's doch eigentlich um Gefühle. Naja, und um die Geschenke natürlich. Verpacke beides liebevoll. Mit tollen Geschenkinspirationen bei Douglas. Nur du kennst deine Lieblingsmenschen so gut und landest deshalb einfach immer einen Volltreffer. Mit wunderbarer Kosmetik, Pflegeprodukten und Düften bei Douglas. Und bei dir bleibt die Gewissheit, die größte Freude gemacht zu haben. Also, verschenke das Douglas-Gefühl.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's show, Further or Farther, Scotch Eggs, and a Maze. You'll hear about that coming up right after this.
We're in a gym today to find out what athletes need after they've had a big workout. Excuse me, sir?
Yeah.
You look pretty sweaty.
Yeah, I just jogged 5 miles, I did the weights, did some step aerobics. God, I'm dying.
What do you need after a big workout like that?
I use a big glass of water.
Water?
Yeah.
You don't want good. Water. You need something to replace your bodily fluids. Get you back on your feet again.
Yeah, that makes sense. All right, what do you got?
Here, try this.
What is it?
Thirstpiration Plus.
Thirstpiration Plus, huh?
Replaces all your bodily fluids after a big workout.
All right, yeah, I'll try it.
Jesus, what is that? Tastes like sweat.
It is sweat. Well, with a little coloring, and we've got some carbonation.
What are you trying to do to me?
Thirstpiration Plus replaces all your bodily fluids lost during a big workout.
The manager.
Thirstpiration Plus. Bodily sweat and icy cold jug.
Come here, you crazy son of a...
Your shirt and your shorts.
You're sick.
Thirstpiration Plus. Lemon lime, tropical punch, or clear.
Or clear.
Can I borrow your shorts for later?
Yeah, we know it's a repeat, but things are always better the second time around. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
I'm Chick McGee at the sports desk. Got a couple of world records coming your way, and here's Tom. A
couple things going on here behind the scenes.
What's that?
I'm
leaving early.
Oh, good. I mean,
you are? Sorry. Oh, good.
Yeah. He meant good for you. You get to go enjoy some.
No,
build him up, then tear him down, Tom.
No, she's leaving early for a good reason.
Yes.
How much of detail can I give on
this?
Did you
make, as much as you want.
Did you make sure it's not a surprise?
It's not a surprise.
I know it's not. Coming up, let's see, a week from Sunday, 106th running of the Indianapolis 500. And those cars are going very fast.
Yes.
Over 200 miles an hour. And the qualifications this week, sure to watch them on NBC. But we're going to be doing a special edition of this show from Speedway, Indiana, coming up next Friday. But there's a thing you may have seen on TV. It's called the two-seater.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an Indy car, and the seats are one in front of the other.
Right.
And you can purchase a ride on that.
Right.
And a couple of my friends who are real deep IndyCar fans have done this. And if you think that when those cars go by, they're looking kind of quick, when you're sitting in one, it's terrifying.
Well, I did this once live on the air. You're calling.
I remember
screamed.
The screaming. Yeah.
Yeah,
well,
you could hear her coming way down the track.
Don't take this down Vulgar Road.
My guy is a huge IndyCar fan. I mean,
he's never done this.
Never, and I was shocked when he said he'd never ridden in the two-seater.
So who was going to be driving that car?
Mario Andretti.
Whoa.
Awesome.
When I did it, Davey Hamilton did it.
The Mario Andretti?
The Mario Andretti.
Well, Mario Andretti would have sure been proud.
He really wanted to hold out and wait until Mario could do it. And we finally, keep your fingers crossed.
All right.
It'll be this morning. So,
okay.
Yeah.
I bet his blinker is on the whole time.
Oh, I bet not.
Oh, God, I wish you were here to hit you in the face with a wrench.
I will never forget this. Bobby Rahal was on David Letterman back on the old NBC show. And David was talking to him about what is it like to drive over 220 miles an hour. And Bobby Rahal said, well, believe it or not, you get used to it.
I can't believe that.
You know, it's on the freeway when you're going 80 and then you slow down at an exit ramp. It's like, well, I'm crawling and you're still going 50. You know, it's.
Yeah, but still.
But, I mean, yes, you're still going.
People in front of you. Right now, off the air, we were having an argument. about...
Well, it's the same argument, really. We just switch topics.
Yeah.
What are we fighting about now?
Farther versus further.
Oh, God. Yeah, and, I walked out on that.
I'm not here.
Well, see, it's sort of a technical issue. Historically, but at this point, they're interchangeable.
Okay.
But as Josh pointed out, further is primarily used for...
Intangible distances. So I'll see you further on down the proverbial road.
Yes. Oh, yeah. So and there's that's no intangible. Distinct.
Right, right.
Although further on, it, on
technically,
up the road.
It would be farther on up the road.
No, no. I said proverbial road. So in that case, you would use further.
Right. Okay. But please, of course, wait. Eric Clapton.
Oh, gosh.
Eric, of course, wants to use the classic blues from Eric, one of the great songs of all time. This is further on up the road.
Oh, okay.
Farther is technically for physical distance. Further, figurative distance.
But, one, two,
no one cares.
Three, one, two.
So we're getting further away from any comedy. Is that what we're doing?
That's very good.
I think you could say that. Yeah.
Just one. We're just trying to settle an argument over here.
It was no, you know
any excuse to play Eric.
Yeah, that's what this was.
He didn't,
that
sure he didn't sing it though.
How about this?
Now Eric's tour, by the way,
oh my,
temporarily God. Halted because of
he's continuing to lose his mind.
He's got a couple of rough years there. Oh, who brought up Eric?
His opinions are different than mine. Therefore, he must be crazy.
That's exactly right.
Well,
he actually did get the vaccine. So
okay,
and my favorite Eric has announced a chick.
Eric has announced the North American tour. By the way,
oh yes,
coming up in the fall.
Okay,
I'll be there
further.
You know, further down the road.
The tour is further on up the road. Yeah.
Oh, I'm yeah. Sure. Here's a sports note. Ready? The Iowa Hawkeyes and the Indiana Hoosiers played a college baseball game in Big Ten action yesterday.
Cool.
Indiana led the game 13-2, and lost 30-16.
What?
Yes, an 11-run lead for Indiana turned into a 14-run loss.
Lightning strike? What happened?
What the hell?
Center fielder for Iowa led the comeback with an unbelievable performance.
Wow, his name's For Iowa, and he plays for Iowa?
That's so
that is weird.
Center fielder.
You are your dozen. You know, your name's your dozen.
Notice the chick's itching his cheek with that
Kyle
one
finger. Huckstorf.
The king of wit.
I'm going to put online everything that Josh really believes and just sit back and watch the fun. Kyle Huckstorf led the comeback for Iowa. He went 6-for-7, 3 home runs, and 12 runs batted in.
Wow.
That's very good. 3 home runs, Tom.
Who it's was nice. Pitching?
It was Iowa's 10-run
T-ball,
Christy.
Yes.
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
Bagel, everybody says I say that weird. It is ruined my proposal story.
How Jason proposed, and she was like, he brought in a bunch of bagels. I was like, I have to stop this. I will punch you in the throat if you ever tell this story again and call it a bagel.
Let me tell you, now when I tell the story, I go, he went and got breakfast.
There you go.
Bagels.
Yeah.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.
Hi there, I'm Nicole Khalil, host of This Is Woman's Work, where together we're redefining what it means, what it looks and feels like to be doing woman's work in the world today. From boardrooms to studios, kitchens to coding dens, we explore the multifaceted experiences of today's woman, confirming that the new definition is whatever feels true and right and real for you. We're torching the old playbook and writing our own rules. Who runs the world? You decide. Follow and listen to This Is Woman's Work, part of the Believe Network, on your favorite platform.
Stupid world record.
Now you're talking about something I can get behind.
All right, what?
A chef in the UK has created the world's largest... Oh, I didn't see that part.
What is it?
The world's largest Scotch egg.
Oh, those
I'm not
are
a
no.
Fan.
Either am I, and I'd
I
like
love
to
Scotch
be.
Egg. Oh, you do? So good, yes.
Oh,
but well, this is a vegetarian Scotch egg.
Oh. What?
Well, they were going to try to do a vegan Scotch egg, but, you know, the egg part. Yeah, thank you, Christy.
What about, they can make egg beaters, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you can't shape it into an egg, but
I don't think that would count.
You can get fake eggs.
Aren't egg beaters made of real eggs? Just
yeah, I thought they were
the yolks. I think.
Yeah.
So that would that would be an animal product.
You ever get the long egg chick, where they take the inside and the outside and they make a big long egg
for the salad bar? Have you seen where they cut those up?
Mm. Yeah, no, but this
I prefer the fake eggs.
This is a giant. It looks like it's this thing's the size of a football.
So it can be held.
But keep going. It's not made of. Wait to see what it's made
According
of.
According to reports, Mr. Lee Evans, the in-house chef at Specialty
Egg Mouse Hunt
producer. Oh man, that guy.
He's a good comedian.
He's really great. The egg producer, Clarence Court, earned the Guinness World Record title with a vegetarian egg weighing 18 pounds 5 ounces. According to Clarence Court, the record-breaking treat, which was made with a nearly 4-pound ostrich egg, took 6 hours to create. Other ingredients included 7 pounds of marrow fat peas.
Hmm. Yes, they love their mushy peas. And sticky toffee pudding.
Yeah. 3 pounds of frozen peas and 2 pounds of grated cheddar cheese. Ugh. There you go.
The average Scotch egg, don't they have bacon in them or something?
Or it's kind of wrapped in a meat type thing.
The one I've had
crumbly.
With the crust?
Really good breading and sausage. Around you get one with sausage,
Man, I must have had a bad one. I'd like to try it again.
It's really,
it sounds perfect.
And I ask, is that the biggest egg? I mean, short of a dinosaur?
An ostrich?
Egg out there?
I would think so.
Emu?
Emu could be up there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, giraffe eggs have to be pretty big.
Yeah. Well, wait a minute. When those
babies hatch, it's unbelievable.
Their necks too long.
Oh yeah.
Right away.
Now you don't go to like a nice breakfast place and you don't go to the Broken Egg and go, I'd like ostrich eggs, please, 2 poached.
No, that's tough.
Can you get them? I mean, is there
ostriches lay the largest eggs in the world?
But is there a store where you can buy these things?
We wanted to get turkey eggs at one point.
You can get duck eggs. Those are readily available.
Huh.
I mean,
this says
reasonably.
There's some goose eggs up in my backyard.
Would you goose me, Lex?
I would be happy to.
Okay.
I didn't want that.
That's how happy I'd be. That moment get away.
Yeah, I can get you some ostrich eggs here, Tom.
Really?
Fresh eggs.
How big are they?
They're now available. Oh, these say for hatching.
We can grow ostriches? We have a pet ostrich, please?
That would not be a vegetarian.
Okay, no.
If there's an ostrich fetus in the thing.
Oh. Fresh emu eggs for eating are not available now. They'll start November.
November.
Yeah. That's when the egg season starts.
Oh, okay. Ostrich eggs for eating are not sold by weight.
Emu eggs, they only lay eggs 1 month out of the year.
250 a dozen.
Okay.
No, it's just September when they lay their eggs.
250 a dozen? I thought a dozen was 12.
Okay.
Oh, $250.
Okay.
Want me to buy you some?
Would you eat an ostrich egg?
I don't know.
Have you ever had a duck egg?
No. Yeah.
They're really good.
Are they?
They're very, very rich.
$250, that's a good price to egg Tom's house with ostrich eggs, isn't it?
These are from birds that can outrun a car. So they're probably
not every car.
Maybe there's a restaurant that serves them. I'm sure we'll find out. In the meantime, I want to go from, if we could, do you mind going into the world of corn?
Corn? That's not the next story I have.
I know, but I wanted Pat to do this song.
All right, sir.
Do you want us to do a preview of it, or do you have the corn stalk?
I have it.
No, let's go.
Beloved corn maze in Illinois is switching to hemp this fall.
Hippies.
Fox 2 now reports that the Great Godfrey Corn Maze will be using sun hemp for its maze for the first time since the 7-acre maze opened in 1999.
What's the place called?
It's called the Great Godfrey Corn Maze.
Godfrey.
Yes.
I have a confession. I am scared, terrified of mazes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I don't like them.
I don't like them either.
I don't like them either.
I can't get out of here.
Right.
The ones that you walk into are even the ones like on the kids menu for the fun part.
Any maze.
Fair question.
I just didn't know if it was a mental thing or not.
Are you afraid of children's menus?
Of course I'm afraid of children's menus. Who isn't? I want an adult portion. Have you ever gone somewhere and tried to get a children's meal and then they not give it to you because you're an adult? You ever try that?
No. Just go through the drive-thru. They don't know.
The point is, I
do it all the time.
I was ordering on a place on DoorDash, and they had a kids menu, and there was an option. If you're not ordering for a kid, click this button. It'll be $6 more.
Oh. Who's going to do that? Who's going to be that honest?
Honest people, Will.
Oh, get out of here.
Good, pure people.
No. Chris Logan, director for the Godfrey Parks and Recreation Department, said that sun hemp is easier and cheaper to grow than corn.
Oh.
Crews will begin preparations over the next few weeks. The village intends to open the maze near the end of September.
Why not?
Huh? Under proper soil conditions and adequate rainfall, sun hemp can stretch up to 12 feet tall.
Yeah, wow. I'd be terrified.
That would be terrifying.
I do. I usually do one every year.
A corn maze,
yeah. I'd like to try this hemp maze.
Now, here's the interesting thing. If you, depending on what type of hemp it is, you can turn any grocery store into a maze if you smoke enough of it.
How do I get out of here, man?
If you got really good hemp, yeah, you can get lost anywhere.
This room's cold, sir. You're in the freezer. You're in the beer cooler.
Hey, man, let's come out of there.
I just saw Jerry Garcia in aisle four. Sir, you can't smoke the maze, please. That reminded me, and by the way, best of luck to the great Godfrey Corn Maze.
Sure.
Sounds like a great place.
Terrifying.
I wouldn't do it.
I wouldn't do it either.
That reminded me of this great story that came out in the early days of the pandemic.
Is this the damn corn stuck in the middle of the sidewalk?
Hey, shut it up. South Dakota City mourns urban corn stalks' brief life.
I'm behind you 100%, Tom.
This is the story about a corn stalk that grew through a crack in Sioux Falls.
Yeah, it is.
On a city sidewalk. And according to the Argus Leader, the stalk was so popular it had its own Twitter account.
Neat. Not everybody can just do that.
Those are so hard to make.
Well, so long as it had certain political leanings, it could be on Twitter.
Whether you're an anti-vaxxer or anti-people.
Yeah, yeah. I heard that the 57th Street corn got pulled from Twitter.
Let's just say if this corn was in a corn maze, it always turned left. Okay.
Someone had ripped the corn stalk away, but they recovered it and they revived the plant.
Wait a minute. I didn't know that. Did someone defaced
it? Yes.
I missed that whole part.
The mayor... along with a real estate guy named Chad Thiessen, I believe it was.
Oh, that's very good.
revived the plant, and I don't know whatever happened to it. But
he was a nice guy.
There were T-shirts and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, he was nice on the air with us.
So, but I remember, Pat, that you had a totally original song about the story, the history of this corn stalk. what was it again?
In a small town, growing in a sidewalk of a small town. A small town, a symbol of resiliency. Corn just can't be bested. Most part of me can't be digested. Your turds are corn infested. Think about that. Before you eat me, I might grow up to be hot cream corn. I could father a son and be popcorn. I might be fielder sweet. Corn can't be beat. I am king in the land of the free. On concrete, can't bury me. Small, small, small town corn.
Red out of my biosphere.
Yeah.
It's a small town corn. All right, fellas. Looks so good tonight.
Oh, very good.
My only requirement with Godwin on that song was don't rhyme anything with shuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Understandable.
We have a little more corn in the news. Coming up a little bit later on.
This just in, you can get at the magical place located just outside of Cincinnati, I guess, I'm not sure where it is, Jungle Gym.
Yeah.
Jungle Gym, sure.
You can get ostrich eggs.
Famous place.
Oh, okay.
They are readily available.
No kidding.
How about that?
There you go.
It's a big omelet.
I mean, I wonder how do you cook them? I mean.
Man.
Well, just like regular.
Yeah, big frying pan.
One at a time.
All is forgiven, Christy.
Big pan.
You can leave right now. Big frying pan.
Big pan of butter.
You know something? I'd argue with if I could. You're exactly right.
Let me ask you, you ever cook for a giant? Of course you have. There you go. That's what you have to do.
Tom, I saw one of your favorite foods now available in the freezer section, Mexican street corn.
Oh, yeah.
I bet it's pretty good.
That's great.
Elote for that ass.
Yeah, I was in Austin, Texas, and I was talking to somebody who said the best meal I'd had in the last year was from a food truck.
Those food trucks
in Austin, Texas.
They're the best in the world.
God, that was good. And Mexican street corn on the health meter. It's right there in the blackened area where it says eat a lot of this and die. I think they somehow infuse it with extra butter.
Sure.
Highly recommend it.
I know there's nothing.
Maybe why my heart gave out.
I know there's nothing inherently offensive about it, but when you say Mexican street corn, I kind of tense up a little bit. Does anybody else just feel a little awkward?
That's what it's called.
I know, but I don't think you can say it.
Snowflake nervous.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Draymond Green has a podcast. He was asking Mark Cuban why, at the beginning of 2024, Cuban sold a huge part of his company.
He's like, did you see how much money I got? I'm sure there's a more graceful answer than that. But dude, I bought it for $200 million and sold it for $6 billion. Like, what the heck?
Of course I don't think it was that much more graceful than that.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast, wherever you listen.